cause for, a strategy for protection during crisis and at times of insecurity. Families use CFM as a strategy to protect girls, including during times of insecurity and crisis during conflict, disasters, and other humanitarian crises, in order to prevent violence against women and girls and premarital sexual relations, and to counter the threat of dishonor by protecting the chastity of unmarried girls and hiding sexual orientation. This strategy is also adopted from the perspective of where ownership of a woman's body lies. Through this, the range of decisions that can be made on her behalf, the need to protect a woman's sexuality and bodily integrity, and preserving the honor of the family are considered addressed. Note reference, 64. Yet, during such times, such practices can put girls in further danger as they become vulnerable to abuse within the home, including sexual violence and intimate partner violence. Note reference, 65. The report produced by CARE International illustrates, through the experience of dealing with a Syrian refugee crisis, just how dire the consequences can be and how girls become vulnerable to child marriage and related effects of it within these contexts. The study makes the case for the prevention of child marriage, which it identifies as a form of gender-based violence. There is a need to ensure that action takes place from the start of a crisis/emergency, as well as for the allocation of resources and prioritization of the issue within donor and implementer agendas. Note reference, 66. Given the intergenerational effects child marriage can have on a woman and her children, a conflict context only serves to compound the effects of child marriage on a girl throughout her life, including her health. Furthermore, the CARE report stresses that while prevention is key, multiple interventions are necessary, including those that acknowledge that child marriage exists and ensure girls who have been affected by the practice are not left out, that their needs are also met, and they are protected and empowered. The report also calls for engaging husbands with the aim of changing gender roles and in addressing violence.